Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to this session in the Coach's Corner 3, Building a Team of Believers. In this second session, we're going to talk about the importance of building with people that fit inside of your vision. I know oftentimes when we begin to build teams, we look at their skill sets and their talents and we say, oh, this person will be great for me. This person will be a great business partner. This person will be this. This person will be that. They'll be able to help me with this. And the problem is we look at their talents and their skills as being fit for our vision. But oftentimes we don't qualify people to see if their vision coincides with our vision as a whole. If someone's vision doesn't perfectly fit what vision that you have, they're probably not qualified enough to be able to walk with you in this intimate stage that you're growing as where you're trying to grow, where you're trying to get to. So what we have to understand is simply this. Qualifying someone to fit inside of this, your parameters of your vision is absolutely important. You have to trust God. You have to trust nature. You have to trust universe. You got to trust whatever, you know. You have to trust that outside of your control, God is going to bring you somebody or some people that fit your vision. But you have to be extremely limited on who you bring into that intimate space, because you're talking about purpose to profit to business, which means this is like your incubator. This is like your baby. So you got your baby. You just don't let anybody hold your baby. So even if it's somebody you love, you make sure they wash their hands. They don't wash their hands. You know, you like, oh, no, they're sleepy right now. Oh, no, they're tired right now. And you wait till your baby is of a certain age before you allow a certain type of person to handle your baby. You don't let just strangers come in, no matter how caring they are, loving they are. You just don't let anyone hold your infant child. So you got to understand your vision is like the infant child. Your new organization that you're trying to develop is like that infant child. And in its infancy, you have to understand the importance of finding people that fit your vision, the type of leaders that you would want in your vision. Even if you know that 80% of them won't stay with you all the way into the end, you are already setting the culture and the parameters for what type of people that you want to fit inside of your vision. And what's going to happen is when you find people that fit inside of your vision and it matches, like match for match, And it makes sense that it matches in that capacity. What happens is even when you hit those bumps in the road and some barriers and some walls get built up and they can't figure out a way to be able to, it's hard for the company to kind of move forward or your organization to move forward because of these problems. Everyone else that is fit within your vision, because they're locked into the vision, they'll be a whole lot more flexible than somebody that's only there for for the promises of a promising future, if that makes sense. When you find people whose vision locks up with your vision, they see you kind of as a vehicle that they have to be in order for them to even accomplish their vision. Because if my vision is inside of your vision, I see your vision as a means of a way. When I help you complete your vision, my vision will come true. If I don't help you complete your vision, my vision won't come true. So you want to find people that qualify and that fit inside of the parameters of your vision. So that means, guess what? Everybody's not going to be able to be on your team, no matter how qualified and how talented they are. You may find somebody whose vision is absolutely phenomenal and it fits your vision in every single way, but whose skill set and talent may be just a bar lower than a person that you thought that you wanted. I would tell you to invest in a person whose skill set is a bar lower, because once you develop them and grow them and groom them within the vision, their loyalty for you, the loyalty for the company, the purpose, the mission, the vision, is their loyalty to that is going to be absolutely phenomenal, that they will do anything. They will run through a wall to make sure that that vision comes to fruition. So in short, qualify what parameters people can have that makes sense for your vision. You qualify the people that you're trying to bring apart. This goes really, really big with your business partners, and we're going to talk about that later. But you really, really have to understand that. And after you understand that, you have to make sure that you're dogmatic about being steadfast and tight as when it comes to you bringing people to help you with this incubator, your baby. It's absolutely important. The relationships that you develop through this process is absolutely important for you to understand that and know that God is going to send you the people that you need in order for you to take your business in your organization to the next level. As you see, I'm transitioning from a purpose to profit, which is like singular, to business and organization, because I'm trying to get you used to hearing that progress, that process, and that's exactly how it works. Guys, I'll see you on the very next session, and we're going to talk about how to build a committed team with no money. Peace in the Middle East.